This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A social media post by officials in Ukraine says a Russian missile strike on a suburban mall has killed at least two people, with about 20 people hurt, of whom nine are in serious condition. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian rocket strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he fears that the number of victims are unimaginable, citing reports that more than 1,000 citizens were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stresses the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, the United States and other members of the Group of Seven leading industrialized economies imposed new sanctions Monday against Russia for its four-month invasion of Ukraine. These include measures to cut Moscow off from materials and services needed by its industrial and technological sectors. The White House said the U.S. will commit $7.5 billion as part of a G7 effort to help Ukraine cover its short-term budget needs. And the governments are making an unprecedented long-term security commitment to providing Ukraine with financial, humanitarian, military, and diplomatic support as long as it takes. The announcement came as G7 leaders met in Germany's Bavarian Alps, where they spoke by video link with President Zelensky. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters the U.S. is finalizing a new military aid package for Ukraine that includes advanced air defense capabilities to help it shoot down incoming Russian missiles, such as those deployed to target several Ukrainian cities over the weekend and Monday's attack in Kremenchuk.